This month's story walk book is Shay Bob by Bob Shay. Let's walk to the next pages. Bob worked very hard at being lazy. "Being lazy is making me very hungry," said Bob to no one. "Maybe if I ask nicely, a bird will fly in my mouth and down into my belly." Let's walk to the next pages. "Hey, birds, fly in here, please. Thank you." Let's walk to the next pages. "No, but I said please and thank you," said Bob. "Lucky grass. I wish I had seeds on me. Then I'd have all the birds I want." Wait, that's it. Let's walk to the next pages. "I will open a bird seed restaurant on my nose. Birds will come to eat, but I will eat the birds. I will sell my super smart idea to other lazy alligators. I will be rich and famous and great. I will have diamond teeth and a solid gold hat. I will be full of yummy, yummy birds." Bob opened Shay Bob the very next day. Let's walk to the next pages. Welcome to Shay Bob, which is a real restaurant and not a trick. "Let's see, I will have the bird seed," said the bird, pointing his wing at the only thing on the menu. "Good choice," said Bob. Bob seasoned his seed with all his favorite spices, so his customers would taste extra yummy. Let's walk to the next pages. "Delicious," said the bird. "I will tell all my friends." "Oh, then I will not eat you," said Bob. "What?" said the bird. "I said, so nice to meet you," said Bob. And he couldn't wait to meet the bird's tasty friends. Soon, Shay Bob was the talk of the trees. Birds flew in from all over the world to eat on Bob's face. Let's walk to the next pages. It wasn't long before a little town sprang up around Shay Bob. The birds built a school, a library, a little park, and an extensive public transportation system. "That's weird, since birds can fly," thought Bob. Let's walk to the next pages. As a small business owner, Bob wanted to be part of the community. He coached the basketball team. "It's rewarding to be a positive role model for the birds I'm going to eat," thought Bob. Since he was new in town, Bob joined a book club to meet some like-minded birds. He hit it off with everyone, except the orange bird, who never let anyone else talk. "How rude," thought Bob. "I'm totally eating him first." Let's walk to the next pages. Bob treated his best customers to a sunset dinner cruise to thank them for their patronage. "If it weren't for these birds I'm going to eat, I'd be out of business," thought Bob. Let's walk to the next pages. That night, the birds stayed up way past their bedtime, chirping about the fun they had with Bob all day. They looked so cozy and warm together, thought Bob. "Maybe the birds I'm going to eat will invite me for a sleepover sometime." Bob imagined a sad, lonely song in his head as he tried to fall asleep all by himself. Maybe I should get a cat to snuggle with. Or snack on, he thought. Let's walk to the next pages. The next morning, Bob was excited to see the birds. Hey guys, I went for a walk this morning and picked some pretty flowers for your nests. Oh, and guess what? I think I saw a turtle. Cool, right? But before they got to hear more about the cool turtle, the sky turned dark. And let's walk to the next pages. Crack! Oh my goodness, a storm! Shouted Bob. Quick, everyone, fly into my mouth for safety. The startled little birds swarmed into Bob's gaping jaws to escape the storm. Let's walk to the next pages. Now is my chance to eat the birds, thought Bob. I cannot wait to see the looks on their beaks when they check out my diamond teeth and solid gold hat. They will be jealous and amazed. Let's walk to the next pages. But the little birds would not see Bob's hat or teeth. All the little birds would be inside Bob's belly. Bob looked around at the quiet, empty town. A solid gold hat seemed kind of silly now. Diamond teeth didn't seem so cool anymore. Bob could hear the birds in his mouth, laughing, playing, and cleaning his teeth. Bob knew what he had to do. Let's walk to the next pages. Yay! Bob saved us! Cheered the birds that Bob probably was not going to eat. I don't think hero is too strong a word, do you? Asked Bob. And a hero deserves a super secret hero surprise, said a bird who was very excited. Follow us. Let's walk to the next pages. We've been working on a Bob-sized nest, especially for you, said a bird who was good at keeping secrets. Now we can be together always, said a bird with a big heart. Oh my gosh, you are all so sweet, and I should know since I just spit you out, said Bob to the birds. He was absolutely, without a doubt, definitely not going to eat. Welcome home, Bob. The end.